Welcome back. Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. The gang's all here. Scott, Kareem, Brad, T.O., Paul. So we're going to wrap up this episode over the next 10 minutes. And I realized that I started something, but I never finished it. I was talking about how my observation over the injuries that we've seen in our clinics was that they're a little different. We're seeing a lot of overuse injuries. And the example I gave was I saw 4 stress fractures this last week, where typically I would maybe see 1 stress fracture a month. Mm-hmm. And I realized that a lot of people really don't know what that is. And then Scott did the plastic spoon thing, and it reminded me that this may be a good medical topic to kind of explain just briefly, you know, kind of what a stress fracture is. We think of bones as being hard and firm, but obviously there's a little bit of play, and the longer the bone, the more play. So with repetitive impact, you're jogging 5 miles, and just think about how many times your foot strikes the ground during a 5-mile jog. That tibia or fibula kind of just rocks back and forth, just like that plastic spoon thing mm-hmm. that Scott used. And a stress area develops in the bone that weakens it, and it's painful, and the periosteum and the nerve endings, et cetera. So patients come in with, hey, my shin hurts, my leg hurts, but really there's not a bump or a bruise or anything. And there's not a story. There's not a, hey, I got kicked or I stepped in a hole. So we have to consider stress fractures. If you identify it early, it heals uneventfully. But if you miss it, then you get those catastrophic events like that basketball player for Louisville that landed awkwardly and snapped his tibia. And there are multiple videos like that. So stress fractures are something that we're seeing now for twofold. Number one, people are out more and trying to get out of the house, but they're also sedentary more. So they're sitting home and perhaps their calcium metabolism is off or whatever. So there's not that consistency. There's a 5-mile jog and then 23 hours of sitting around watching TV. Mm-hmm. The plastic spoon thing is really a cool, I use a paperclip as an example, but the plastic spoon thing makes good sense because if you ignore a stress fracture and you cycle that spoon 2 more cycles, it'll snap.
It'll snap.
And then you have a real fracture.
That's a concept, stress fractures, I feel folks don't grasp as well. Mm-hmm. I feel like most people think that a bone is a bone. Like once it's dead, it's just a hard piece in there, and they don't understand that your bone's alive.
Yes.
Your bone changes. There's cells that break down bone and build bone, constant construction sites of your bone. I don't think people like that registers to them.
Well, they're physicians.
People also hear the word fractures and say, I've had people say, oh, it was just a fracture.
Yeah.
I was like, well, you know, your bone was broken. They were like, yeah, but it was just a fracture.
You know, we talk about like language precision. I try and use maybe stress reaction, because if you don't throw the fracture word sometimes, if it truly is just a stress reaction, don't throw the fracture word, because it just almost like confuses them even more.
Well, yeah. I worry about using stress reaction because...
Whoa.
Okay.
We got mics dropping.
Oh, he dropped the mic, but not on purpose.
Not on purpose.
Medic.
Not on purpose.
So
I stay away from the word stress reaction because I think that confuses them, but it's a real deal.
In the lumbar, there's two different things. There's a stress reaction and a stress fracture. So oftentimes the stress reaction hurts and the fracture doesn't, which is because the fracture is old and healed or whatever. So,
well, I just thought I needed to kind of get us back and explain that, yeah, we're seeing more stress injuries.
Yeah.
In this unusual, unprecedented time that we did not see before. All right, so
if you want to see Mayor do surgery,
yeah, look
mic,
at this. Look at
go
this.
To Facebook right now.
Yeah, so, by the way, earlier when you started the show with this is episode 747.
Yep,
and I said it's the largest passenger plane. Is that not?
It is not. What is?
The largest passenger plane is an Airbus A380, which is a full double-decker, not just a little bump. And there, before the coronavirus thing, there used to be one a day that flew back and forth between Sydney, Australia, and DFW.
You've been on it?
I've been on it many times.
Upper level or low?
I've done both. I've been in.
Is upper level like business and lower the steerage?
I've been on the. Let's just say I've been on the upper and the lower level. Okay, so I've been on either level, but it's kind of cool because it's so big. Sometimes if you're not paying attention, you can't tell when you're taking off and when you've landed. I mean, it's so smooth. It's quiet.
When they first introduced the A380, and this was maybe, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, they had a mock-up model, and the upper level was passengers and seats like a regular airplane, and the lower level was like a McDonald's and a health club and a
shower. That. Oh, that's cool.
It never made it into space. It was a model.
Uh-huh.
But I thought that was really cool. You leave your seat and go down and get a burger at McDonald's.
What?
Yeah, it never happened.
They have a bar. They have a stand up bar on the A380.
Really?
Yeah. If you want to just, it's such a long flight. Yeah. You want to go and socialize and.
In the 50s, they did have a bar and people smoked and.
Oh yeah.
That was unbelievable. All right. So I'm glad you clarified that up. Episode 747.
I know.
So on a personal note, both Scott and I want to end the show with a congrats. So I'm going to start off with the generic congrats. These are unprecedented times. We all agree. School's out. Sports are done. But yet, nonetheless, there are milestones. There are very important milestones that are taking place throughout this last couple of months and the next few months. And graduation is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're graduating from high school, which is really important, they're all important. It's an important milestone. And Scott and I both have daughters who are in medical school, and they both graduate this weekend. But it's no longer, the face-to-face graduation. We were looking forward to, and I'm sure you would have done the same thing, when the graduate gets their, it's called a hood, but it's essentially a robe. If the parent is also a physician, then they have the opportunity to robe them. And it's a wonderful honor. It's a great distinction. And because this is now not in person anymore, that's not going to happen. And no longer do you walk across the stage and be handed the diploma. It's going to be I don't know how Zoe's is, but for my Abby, it's going to be kind of a virtual graduation.
Yes, we're actually going to hood at home. We're going to do a hooding.
We're going to do the same thing.
But the rest of it is...
But nobody else is going to see it but us.
Oh, and whoever you have on Zoom, if you Zoom it to other people.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Yeah. I guess the grandparents and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a
shout out to all the graduates across the board, high school, college, med school, whatever. Shout out to everybody. But in particular, to my Abby and to your...
Special shout out to Zoe Blumenthal, who in a few hours will be Dr. Zoe Blumenthal.
Mm. Yeah, so we had a discussion around the table yesterday that we're not going to call Abby doctor. We're not. That's just not going to happen, but she's earned that. Anyway, on behalf of all of us here on Inside Sports Medicine, thank you guys for listening to this bizarre episode that was all over the place. Hopefully you learned something. Hopefully you shared our sentiments in that we're not trying to be role models. We're just trying to inform and have a little fun for a couple hours.
We'll tally up the scores for next week.
We'll probably post it, but I'm going to tell you right now, Kobe won barely. Kobe barely won, but thank you for all for participating.
Yeah, next week we'll have a kind of a different type of call to action.
Yeah, Scott gave us a heads up.
But we'll see. It's
French fries.
Yeah.
What's your favorite? Remember, you can see us. You can come see us at Texas Sports Medicine. Yes, we're going to make you wear a mask. Or you can go see Scott at Texas Back Institute, the Center for Disc Replacement.
And we'll make you wear a mask.
And they'll make you wear a mask.
And gloves, actually.
Oh, we haven't done that.
Yeah, we have gloves.
All right. Until next week, on behalf of all of us here on Inside Sports Medicine, until then,
tell your friends. The preceding.